To the NBA playoffs now. Last night, the Dallas Mavericks eliminated the San Antonio Spurs, a team that had won 4 championships in the last 10 years. And Orlando beat Philadelphia to take the lead in their first-round series. We're going to take a closer look at the other 2 games last night, a thriller in Boston and a season-saving win by an up-and-coming team in Portland. NPR's Tom Goldman is our guide. He sent us this report from Portland.
These days, NBA pregame introductions are like a paean to the gods. You know, it's really not necessary, especially in a place like Portland, where the Trailblazers basically had the community at hello. In their 39 years as Portland's only major pro sports team, the Blazers have won 1 championship in 1977. And the feeling here is that finally this team of good guys, which is a sea change in character from the so-called Jailblazers of recent years, this team has the stuff to put Portland on the sports map again. So you don't need the ear-splitting, hyper-caffeinated introductions when you've got an arena full of devoted Blazer maniacs. With about 4.5 minutes left in the game against the Houston Rockets, Portland star guard Brandon Roy hit a 3-point shot to put the Blazers up by 11. That ended up being the final margin of victory, as Portland avoided elimination in its first playoff appearance since 2003 and now trails 3-2. The 88-77 win was noteworthy for the Blazers, the second youngest team in the league, for the absence of mistakes that had plagued the team earlier in the series. Steve Blake is Portland's starting point guard.
Last game, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot with turnovers, and, you know, for a second there it looked like we were going to do that again in the third quarter. But we stayed poised and we started taking care of the ball and finishing plays on both ends with rebounds and getting fouled. So, you know, I was proud the way we stuck with it, and you know, we're trying to get better every game.
As a young team in Portland continues to evolve, back east, the defending NBA champions are trying to survive.
It's Pierce. Is this the dagger? 3-point for the play. Paul Pierce with a huge shot. He's got 26.
Last year, Boston Celtics forward Paul Pierce told an interviewer, "I'm the best player in the world." Last night in Boston, you would not get any argument from Celtics fans who watched Pierce sink 3 jump shots in the final 77 seconds of overtime against the Chicago Bulls, including the game winner as heard on TNT. Last year, Pierce was one of the so-called Big Three who led the Celtics to the championship. But last night, with forward Kevin Garnett injured and sharpshooting guard Ray Allen fouled out, Pierce became the Big One for what he called the Never Say Die Celtics.
I mean, we never look up and say, you know, this game is over, regardless of the time, the score. We've been in those type of games before where we've won. All we have to do is just slow down, like Doc said, be patient on offense, and things will come.
Boston now leads what has become a classic of a series, 3-2. There have been 3 overtime games, a first in NBA playoff history. Perhaps more thrills are in store tomorrow night when the teams play Game 6 in Chicago. The same night, Houston will try to stamp out the glowing embers of a young group of Trailblazers. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland.